And what about the bombs that you dropped?
I know. You'd want to get everything in there, and so you kept switching subjects. So don't say we did it because you did it.
No,
because
you were running free enterprises when we was over there talking.
We were trying to tell you why, and then you kept jumping from subject to subject.
I know, because anyway, our questionism is better.
Not even on. It isn't even on.
Yes, it is.
We're recording.
Have a song.
Okay, go ahead.
We're recording.
Yeah, it's all right.
Capitalism is better than socialism because we have, you know, like, we can go on welfare, like the seniors, they can get on welfare check, and, you know, when they retire.
We care for our seniors. When they're 65, they can go home, relax, and get money from the government. We pay for seniors. That's out of our tax money.
They get back pension and everything, and they just can lay in their beds and look out the window. And
Free Medicare.
See, that's how you. That's what you do to your seniors. You just use them until they're 60. But we have, in our socialist countries, we have jobs to where they can be working while they're 80 years old.
You make your seniors work? You make them work until they're 80?
No, they want to work. They're so faithful in socialist countries that they love work.
What do you do
work is their life.
Want to work?
Yeah. Reason why they
we have shady jobs.
Do
you work means
do
shame.
You torture them? Do you torture them?
What do you do to make them want to eat?
You don't make they get hungry. That's how come they want
to
eat.
I mean, to make
reason
them want to work.
Work is because you guys make them work.
At 80 years of age, my goodness.
I heard a child brutality, but senior brutality is something
socialism,
else.
Socialism has taught them, though, that they want to work. They want to work no matter what happens. They love work. Work.
You make them work in the... You make them work out in the fields, and they break their back, and they work.
No, they do paperwork.
So well, you make them work with babies in their stomach.
Paperwork.
What kind of paperwork?
Goddamn Skippy.
What, they make paper? They chop down trees?
You make them chop down trees to make paper?
No!
They like the right.
They write. What do you make them do
the right?
What do you make them do? They write what we'll be talking about.
The reason why is because your country, what country are we talking about?
We're all against Chris.
Your country.
Somebody else get over there.
Me, I'll be over here. The reason why you guys want your people to work in your country is because you oppress the women. Women are oppressed.
I'm talking to the capitalists.
I'm a socialist. Okay. You're talking to the capitalists. They oppress the women, and they don't give a damn about them. They put them down even in the Bible, you know, Adam and Eve and all that, and they don't even give a damn about people. So I say, shit.
They wrote that in the Middle East.
Goddamn Skippy.
The United States.
Goddamn Skippy, thousands of years ago.
Right.
No, I was not there. It wasn't 100,000 years ago. You dropped Vietnam bombs on
babies. Wait a minute. I did not write the Bible. I'm Jewish. I didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't even born then. What do you mean I didn't write the Bible? I have nothing to do with the Bible.
Okay, you're Jewish, right? What about
all the Jews that were murdered?
What about the Interpol?
7,000 Jews. Won't you give a damn about
the United States?
All your
I am free. I have no danger of that because I'm in the United States.
That ain't our fault.
At least
they got in the way.
I don't have to work till I'm 80.
Excuse didn't nobody tell you to drop your stupid ass bombs either.
Go back to I'm doing a good job. I've got a very nice store. I've got a nice house, a couple cars, a swimming pool. I'm doing all right.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are because we talked to the president. We dropped our bombs because we were trying to get some animals. And didn't nobody tell them to get in the way. Go back to the main subject.
What about if a bomb drops on you? Are you going to be liking your swimming pool and your car?
No, I have built a shelter under my house, and I can always go under there and be safe.
Yeah, damn, because one of our nuclear satellites have got out of control and went into...
One of yours?
Yes, one of ours.
You can't even control your satellites
because your satellites tried to cross the stars and get our information.
Ours seem to be still up there.
The reason why is because...
You can't even...
Your satellite crossed with our satellite, and you don't give a damn. You tried to find out our codes, and that's why it fell on your...
Well, why are you being so secretive?
It seems to me
that our satellites are still up there, and yours is the one
because
with the radiation that's down here.
Since ours cross-sections, nothing would happen to yours.
But you can't even make it a goddamn satellite. Stay up there.
Ooh, got
400 satellites, right.
Most of them are ours.
What about our people? No, because we want to check out the moon and minerals to see if it can help society.
Yeah, minerals to kill people,
shit,
too.
Well, we're just starting.
Helping babies starve. Shut up,
Kim. I see no babies on the moon starving.
Well, they're on the earth starving.
Well, we're trying to get minerals so that we can make things.
Trying. You ain't got it yet.
None of our babies are starving.
Not one baby is starving.
What do you do? Give them shots so they can look plump and fat?
No, because we get them food and they can go out and work in the lush fields.
You make the babies work in the fields?
That's child labor.
Babies love work. Work abundantly.
Wait, you mean you force your babies to go out the fields and work?
No, at the end of the day,
that's child labor.
They go out on their own after school.
You make a child labor. We have stopped our children.
How come in your mind your little kids, 13, 14-year-old, have black lung and die, get blown up with their dumb?
You don't have those.
My children don't have black lung.
Let's go!
What's the children on the black lung?
Well, I'm sure there's children in your society that are have handicaps too, and don't say they aren't, because I saw one little boy that
we're working on.
Well, we're working on it too.
Almost every handicap
is solved.
We're running
a circle. Almost
one name. Cripples. We have been working their legs until they're able to walk on their own without crutches.
So the capitalist society
has to.
People
who don't have legs,
we got them
brand new legs.
We know how to make fingers that know how to work even though they're not their own. We have done these things too. We have put science into this.
We have put legs on their bodies.
They can only do it to the rich people, right?
There's a lot. I see a lot of people walking down the street that aren't rich that
they
have those.
We have Medi-Cal for those that need it.
I had several friends that it were doing it.
Are you on Medi-Cal?
No, I haven't the money. But those who don't have the money, we have.
And you help exploit the people in the capitalist system.
People that don't have money, we give them the money.
What about Ethiopia that you helped kill innocent babies? Then do not a damn thing.
I didn't drop any bombs.
No, it wasn't you.
I didn't even go out to the war. We have a choice of not going.
I dropped the bombs. We were trying to get the animals, and they got in the way. We're trying to get rubber. Well, fuck your animals, because you know what I mean.
You don't care about animals. We kill animals so our people can eat.
What do you do? Make them eat harsh shit?
How can they eat that fucking radiation you kill them with?
Let me see. What radiation? The only radiation we use is for the to get x-rays so that medical care.
But it's still not the radiation that are in your body.
Hey, well, how do you think it cures cancer?
Socialist hates animals. I thought you were socialist, not capitalist.
And you just said fuck animals. If you don't care about your animals, how do we know you care about your people?
And you're
you traitor! You traitor!
Hey, you're denouncing it?
Yeah, another socialist is a traitor. Capitalist wins.
Yeah.
That's a cool table. Everybody.
Hey, don't let him. He can't fuck you up. I mean, he's like one person.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Nobody climbing over the table and nobody can
be
listening to me
and say.
Table. Oh, what? Listen. I know you made a mistake in words.
No mistake. That is the truth. No mistake. The words did not slip.
I know you make mistake in words, but do you care about the poor people in Boston and in Detroit and all those places?
Are you socialist or capitalist?
I'm a socialist.
I give up. I'm capitalist.
Hey! Yeah, then I guess the socialists better start from their point, so he'll think that socialism is better. Because, I mean, that's
socialism
a shame when the capitalists
win. Socialism is better because we're working on all the poor children. We're putting food in their belly and roofs over their heads.
But we're doing the same thing. We make projects. We're making housing for people. We have food.
But where do the rich people live in? Their mansions. While the poor people have to be in
ghetto.
Because they like to. That's
because there's different choices, just like you guys have choices between dorms and cottages.
I know, but at least we don't make houses that leak through the roofs and icicles conform on the roof.
I saw some of your houses in South America that have big old cracks in the floor. If you look in your community building.
We don't give our people that torturous candy they have.
Our subject is now dismissed.
You made the point about the houses in South America. Only one country in South America is socialist, and that's Guyana.
I have switched over to socialism.
That means they all...
Only
that shows because all the other countries are capitalist, so obviously capitalists must be better.
No.
We have Russia, we have...
Well, you just said the only one.
But we put chemicals in our food to heal people.
But look, our food is fresh, just grown. Our oranges
we have fresh food, too. You just have to go out and buy it.
The bread is soft. Listen. But don't you know that the second largest continent in the world has all socialist countries in it except two?
Pardon?
But I beg your pardon, because we people...
I mean, there's more capitalists than socialists.
That's because...
We have more. Obviously, capitalism must be better.
No.
We have five. Prove it.
Capitalists, some way, got able to rule before the socialists did. And
So you're saying
more and more people are growing into the socialist society every day, and we have twice as many doctors as the capitalist does.
Well, just like one of your other people did, a lot of people are switching over to capitalist side, as you just saw.
But you're still trying to switch the subject. I said the second largest continent in the world, which is Africa.
Name it. If you notice, it's a capitalist.
You got your lungs.
All right. Wait a minute. The second largest continent in the world, which is Africa, is
Russia, not Africa.
She looks socialist. Argue among themselves.
I mean, but anyway.
We work as a cooperative.
Then your car will blow up.
No, it won't blow up because the way the car is devised, little bit of what's it called? That carbon comes out the bottom, and it thins out in the air. And the carbon dioxide from the car is, let's say, about 10%. Not even that. In our cars, and in the socialist countries like Russia, Cuba, and Algeria, we fought for our revolution, and if you fight for your revolution, it's harder for somebody to take away it from you. That's all your capitalist country is trying to do, is kill down the socialist people because they're more gentle people, they're nicer people, they ain't trying to make people starve, and it's just a better system.
We had fought against y'all, y'all had started
the war with us and stuff. Don't shake your head, you started the war with us, so we had to bring out all our troops and stuff to fight off y'all, because y'all was going to take over the United States.
How come you bomb little innocent women and babies in Vietnam? Innocent, they were just leaving in their house.
Capitalists are the ones that start the war because they do it for money.
And
socialists don't have a reason to have a war.
They bomb little babies, they don't even give a damn.
Oh, why the capitalists, you sell cars. It's not, the war. You guys think you guys got to go kill off everybody. So any way you do it is going to lead up to everybody's going to be socialist, right? So yes, it's right. And so then, okay, forget it.
Okay.
You guys. Anyway, you guys are talking about fighting revolution. We fought our revolution too, remember in 1777?
Yeah, that was before your own asses. You couldn't, because if it was for somebody else, you wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have organized.
But you fought for your own asses too.
We fought for our people also. We fought for women and children. We fought for seniors who couldn't fight for themselves. We organized it, and we risked our own lives for it. We wasn't worried about what was going to happen to us. We went out there and we did it because we were concerned about our people. We wanted them free.
The children and the seniors, they got asses too, don't they?
Yeah, but we fought for them also because they couldn't fight for themselves. What would y'all do? You let your seniors sit up there and be taken over by it.
Point. The seniors and children, we gave the teenagers the guns and the seniors with the pitchforks and everything. And the seniors, like, you know, you only protect yourselves. You only protect yourselves and the seniors. They fight for the little for everybody. The seniors fight for everybody because they know their ages are up. And also we have it all organized instead of using bombs.
Alfred just said that you let your seniors fight. You had just said you don't let your seniors fight, right? Your other socialist just said that you do let the seniors fight.
I said for the seniors and children that couldn't fight, for the ones that couldn't fight.
All children can fight except for our babies. We give everybody, you only gave your young people the guns, we gave everybody the guns.
Yeah, but what about the babies? They can't fight. What are you going to do to them?
See, you just answered your own question. That's what we did to the Vietnamese children. We killed them so they wouldn't be taken over by the...
Wait, I have to say that, all right, you said you gave all your children the gun. All right, you didn't even make sure that they knew how to shoot the gun. You just gave it to them. And they went out there just firing it any old way, shooting up themselves. And that didn't make no sense. But we have training programs for them to make sure that we know how to use our weapons so that when we go out to do our job for a revolution, we do it right.
Well, I don't think we should debate the point anymore. I mean, I don't know. Well, yeah, you got some points. You got some good points over on your side. And we got some, I don't know what to say.
It sounds like the capitalists are being slightly evasive because they don't know how to, they don't know how to explain why they send 16-year-old boys out into the war to fight just to make money for the rich. The 16-year-old boys that are going down the war aren't getting anything. Yet in the socialist society, when there's a revolution, they are fighting for their rights against money-making profiteers like you.
You say that your teenagers went out, I mean your seniors went out and fought, but you made them go out and fight. How do you know they wanted to go out and fight?
And when you said that, oh, we don't make them fight.
All right, we didn't make them fight. They were the ones who went in our tool shed. They ran in there, they got the pitchforks, they grabbed the cutlasses, and they wanted to fight for their own land. They went around there and they surrounded our property because they wanted to fight, because they didn't think that after the years that they had toiled for a white man before and been enslaved, that they wasn't going to be enslaved again.
Also, in a socialist system, when the people own the means of production and everything is in the hands of the people, then they know when they're fighting for their own thing. They're not fighting for some rich guy.
How do you know we sent our 16-year-old boys out there not knowing how to fight with a gun? Were you on our side once? Oh, so you're a traitor, huh?
No, we didn't have to be on your side. You also have a news media, which is hard to trust because you tell so many lies in your news media. But they inform us, and they have draft things where everybody that goes to college and is 16 years of age is of draft age, where they are now put into the war. And also about the seniors, that no one has to force anyone to fight for their own life. I mean, for the lives of the children, for their property, for their principal. Anytime when you guys are coming over to try to harm the principle that they stand for, no one has to tell anyone to fight. If your baby was about to be tortured, you'd fight too.
So, what do we see on Topaz? You guys tortured all women and men and women. You tortured them. I saw in that movie. I saw in Cuba.
Movie made by capitalists.
We didn't make that movie. I can't help it. I'm not Alfred Hitchcock.
No, but he's a capitalist. He's in your society.
All right, then how come he...
did it for money.
All right, then how come Alfred named his name after Alfred Hitchcock, huh? Did he like him?
First of all, I was not named after him. My last name is March, not Hitchcock. And besides that, why did you make the napalm bombs? Why did you make the napalm bombs? And why did you make the neutron bombs? And why did you make the nuclear bombs? Huh? Because you wanted to destroy people. And you made the neutron bomb and it tortures people and the radiation tears their bodies apart and melts their skin off of them. Why'd you do that, huh? Because you weren't concerned with people. Yet you say you were concerned for people. And what about 16-year-old boys? You send them out there, you draft, and they don't have a decision. And when they don't come, they get put in jail for who knows how long. They get fucked up the ass and shit. They get, the jailers beat them. They get racked up against the cells. They don't get the proper food.
You say we draft them, but a lot of times they want to. The only kind of people we draft is the people that don't want to be fight for their land. And also, they can always run away, you know. They don't have to stay in that place. They can run away, but if we catch them, they'll get it. But anyway...
The ones that get drafted are the poor people. The rich folks can buy their way out of the draft. And young folks in the United States have no choice. If they get drafted, they either go to jail or they go to war.
When they run away, it's called AWOL. When you go AWOL, you're then a prison. If you get found, you get put in prison when you get AWOL. But I forgot the
name on that. Let me finish it. All right. Okay, you draft them, right? What about your rich, those, you draft the poor black people, the poor black children, but you know, I never seen one of those rich, right, sophisticated white boys from Nob Hill or anything like that going up there. What about them, huh? Are they too precious?
Anyway, black people live in Nob Hill. That shows you that we have rich places for our black folks, and plus, they don't have to go. Like what happened in the Vietnamese war, a whole shipload ran away, and they didn't have to come back.
What about when Alfred made a point that why come the white sophisticated boys come? Their skin is too white to get dirty.
Yeah, you never answered the question.
Why don't you answer?
It's not a means of color. It's a land of equal opportunity. Anyone that wants to work can. If they get the money, if they work hard enough, because everyone else is lazy. It just so happens that that they worked hard and they managed to get their way up there. It's free private enterprise. If they wanted to get it, they could make it.
Yeah, dirt is black. Dirt is black anyway. And anyway, they want to get dark because they lay out in the sun every day and they try to get black. So we put them out there so they can get dirty and get black.
Get dirty and get black. You put them out there to protect your own ass because you're too lazy to get out there and fight for yourself. Besides that, here goes the point I'm going to make. Because, all right, you said they got free enterprises. But first of all, you guys got all the money and you got the materials and stuff to make your free enterprise. What about the poor people? They have no money to make their free enterprise. They have nothing. They ain't got nothing. You own the land. They have to pay taxes to you. And what little money they get from, like, when you put them on welfare...
Getting raw materials. Well, you guys are out here, and you guys can get your raw materials, but I don't see you trying to get it. And you always depend on somebody else to come to bring you stuff. You always bring your ship in, bring stuff and everything.
All right. All right, you said that. All right, we have a community now down here where we use our own ideas and we make this decide on things like we use what we have. We plant our own food, we grow our own food, we use our food, and we experiment with different things. We go out in the bush and we experiment on different types of wood and find out about them. We make our own coals. We don't use your gas anymore. So what do you got to say about that? Name a time where you went out and you tried to make it on your own and had pure food where it's not mixed up with all sorts of chemicals. And what about the Hostess Twinkies you make? What are they supposed to do?
Back on the subject that you tried to evade from, you're talking about the poor people wouldn't be able to do it. Well, we've got loan systems. If they wanted to get money, they could come to the bank, they could get loans, and also, you keep switching subjects. What was the subject that they mentioned past there that they tried to evade? What was that?
Oh, I remember that
you
subject.
You keep changing
that subject was a war. The war, World War II.
Oh, well, when on the war, wait. And on the war, it is not the fact that, see, we don't have to, you mentioned that we were a very powerful system. That's very true, and that's why we don't have to fight for anything. We just go out, we're trying to invest and get more materials so we can make our system even more powerful. Our people, we are known as a strong country. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, anyway.
What if the Soviet Union attacks you? What are you going to do then? A little small country with a big country,
Soviet
huh?
Soviet Union attack us, and aren't they a socialist country? So you just said a while back that we were the ones that started the war. So why would they attack us unless they were the ones that started the war?
But what if you shoot a what if you shoot a bomb over there and they have to fight back to defend themselves?
But you guys are talking about world wars and all the rich people didn't fight in World War. I fought in World War II, and I'm rich. And anyway, well, you see, remember, we were good buddies. Remember the Russians and the Americans? I think I've been converted.
All right, that's what
get
you said.
There.
All right, but how you became a powerful nation was this. You sent out our people, our black people, to fight for you. You didn't go out there yourselves. We had to go out there and fight.
Well, on the subject of the wars, people are going in your system. People are going into war, and they don't even have a chance to. I just don't know what to say on this subject.
Okay, when you're talking about our people. When your people, they go to wars and they come back with broken legs, skin all melted off, and they come back, their body is totally destroyed. I think it's total anarchy.
You're saying total anarchy is always a bad thing. I do believe communism is a state of total anarchy.
No, because communism.
You said no.
I said
you mean yes. You don't know what communism is? You just said no. Communism is a state of total anarchy, and you just cut down.
No, I did not.
Yes,
you must heard me wrong.
Well, we've got it on tape.
Okay, let me say something. It is a good step, total anarchy. The people do not need a government because they know what's right. They rule themselves. They have a people.
Well, we need a government. It's a democratic government. We have justice. We have a court system and a jury system. It's justice.
Yeah, but in your total anarchy, you guys...
We don't have total anarchy. Wait, we have a system of... We have law and order.
Well, in your kind of anarchy, which you call anarchy, everybody does their own thing. They're not... Everybody does their own thing, and they do what they want to, and they kill everybody.
Well, capitalists are next.
We have an honest police force. What do you mean they kill everybody? We try to protect the city.
You mean your police system is better than ours? Our police system don't go around beating on black people. They don't go around castrating young people. They don't go around raping black women and destroying people's houses.
I have never raped a black woman.
Did I say you did?
Yes.
Now. All right.
You make general statements. What do you mean we all rape black women?
I said that police do.
Well, that's a
the
general statement.
The fascist police.
That's a general statement. How do you know?
Because
where's your proof?
My proof?
Yeah.
I got proof. I saw it.
Where? You saw every police. You
no,
were there
every
everywhere.
Police.
So you mean to tell me you went into a fascist country and seen that happen?
I used to live in the ghetto. That's all I know. And I came
and
from...
you watched every police officer...
No.
Listen.
All right. Like in the time, Martin Luther King, right?
No. What about him? What about...
Yeah, I'm going to say something about that.
Yeah, well,
you still abuse the women then, okay? And you say that yet...
Our women are not abused. We treasure them.
Yeah, then why do the policemen beat them? And what, all right, what about when white women be going down the street, are they still something, Do the policemen ever push them up against the car and make them spread their legs wide? No. Yet they do it to black women. They push them up against the car and they make
them.
Did
you see it?
It was. It was in a. It was in news articles before.
Oh, yeah,
the
Black Panther news articles.
Yeah, you.
It was in the Black Panther news article. That's where it was.
The Black Panther news article, huh? How do you know that they didn't write what they wanted to say because they were black?
Yeah, but
because they're socialists. That's why.
Yeah, and anyway, you guys are slaughtering the black. Wait, you guys are slaughtering the Black Panthers all over the place. Hey, one of your sellouts is CIA members. Infiltrated the Black Panthers, and you know it.
He's the leader of it. There must be something good if the leader of it is in the CIA.
Let's change the subject.
That was his secretary. And don't change the subject.
On the subject. The leader of the Black Panthers was in the CIA.
That was his secretary. It was one of your CIA that you put in.
Elaine Brown.
Elaine Brown. That you put in the Black Panthers to infiltrate their movement.
We didn't put no one in.
You accepted her.
What? I'm not in the Black Panthers.
Well, why not?
You are in favor for the Black Panthers.
I'm not in your black country. I'm not going to go back to country.
But you're black.
And you're in favor for the Black Panthers.
That isn't black.
What about...
Yes, there's black in there.
But Buddy erases everything you say.
All right, then let Buddy erase everything I'll say.
Well, then that means that they're in our system. It must be a good system if we have the Black Panthers in our system.
Yeah, but they're trying to fight off your system.
You're for the Black Panthers.
They're trying to fight off your system.
Okay.
In our system, we allow them there. We must allow equal opportunity.
Anyway,
I don't think anybody on this board rapes none of black people.
Yeah, have you raped a black woman?
No, I haven't. I believe
that.
That's because you are a
white woman.
Of course.
Anyway, talking about you allow them there, you're slaughtering them.
Okay, let me say something. Okay?
You are not alone,
brother.
What's
the matter? Don't you know what to say?
Stuck on words or something?
No. What about the black Uncle Tom? You just treat them nice, and then when you get tired of them, you kill them all.
That was in slave days. That was when there was slavery. We have evolved to a more perfect system of capitalism. And slavery is a more evolved system.